Dear Bastard. Episode 2. The Gift of Fire. A well-meaning plan gets out of control, and before long, a major row has ignited.
Hi everyone. Our first viewer will be coming to see Flat 3 on Thursday. She's a recently widowed middle-aged woman from Westward Ho, and is keen to find a two-bed flat with access to a garden. I've introduced myself to Diana, our temporary resident, who's agreed to vacate the flat during each viewing. I'd also ask if the rest of you could all keep the common area free of clutter and make sure that the garden remains presentable. As I will be out during the day on Tuesday, could I ask for a volunteer to ensure fresh flowers are in the hallway and brighten the place up? Jill, maybe you could deploy your expert eye. Cheers, Robbie, XOX.
All. Just to add a quick note of welcome to Diana, both to England and to our happy and quiet community. If there's anything you need, don't hesitate to ask. I'm in flat one with my husband Barry. Robbie, I shall of course oblige and will make sure the hallway is furnished with the appropriate flower arrangement before the potential buyer arrives. Best wishes, Jill.
Hey neighbours, just to confirm, my name is Dana, D-A-N-A, like day and na. Hope that helps. I'd like to apologize for the noise coming from my apartment last night. I've discovered a neat archive of medieval church music here at St. Etheldreda's Church, and I couldn't resist bringing the sound of the Plantagenets to life last night. Heads up, I don't know what the deal in England is, but back in the Midwest, we knock on the door instead of leaving a post-it note for me to find the next day, when it's too late. On which point, I wanted to let you all know that I will need to practice with each of my recorders every evening between 6 and 6:45 p.m. I can assure you that the music is all very soulful and very plain. If you want to join me for a recital, just holler. God bless, Dana. Smiley face. Musical notes, U.S. flag, smiley face, smiley face.
Hello, my friends. Are you well? I am so well. I'd like to add my warmest salutations and welcome to Dana. I'm sure your musical talents will elevate our hearts and our minds over these next few months. I'm only sorry I can't hear you from the garden flat. My friends, as you've no doubt noticed, I've left Trevor off this email. That's because in a very exciting turn of events, I would like to discuss celebrating his birthday. As you know, Trevor is very shy about sharing personal information, but after several years trying to find out the circumstances of his birth, I think I've gotten to the bottom of it. During a chat on my porch yesterday evening, I discovered his birthday is on Guy Fawkes Night, the 5th of November. To welcome Dana to Merry England and celebrate Trevor all at once, I propose a surprise garden party with a bonfire, toffee apples, and some of Barry's infamous homemade radish wine. I will supply the sparklers, and we will all supply the cheer. Remember, when you light a fire for the village, your heart is in the warmest of all. I thought that was very appropriate for this instance. Warm salutations and lots of love. Rolene.
My dear Dana, welcome to Chekhov Gardens. It was lovely to meet you in the hallway earlier on, and there's no need to apologise for any disturbance. Indeed, I found the sounds of Old England both uplifting and quietly moving. I myself have recently resumed piano lessons after many years, in order to occupy the extra time I have on my hands of late. If you would be amenable, I would love to play with you at some point. You're very welcome to come down to Flat 1 tomorrow between 6 and 7 p.m. and we can jam, as I believe they say in American English. Yours sincerely, Barry Fenlon, Flat 1.
Dana, Please disregard Barry's email. It doesn't suit tomorrow to have a recorder music played at length in our living room. I am chairing a planning meeting for the winter fete at the junior school, and Barry evidently forgot that he has already agreed to set up the chairs for me. We will be in touch with an alternative date. Best wishes, Jill.
Folks, I appreciate the heads up that recorders and pianos will be squawking in unison for an hour every day. I will ensure that these sessions overlap as closely as possible with my evening bike ride around the town. I also accept that sometimes the spirit may move you so much that you overrun and that I may have to listen to part of it. But for the love of God, Dana, can you teach Barry something other than green sleeves? Cheers, Trevor.
Hi, Trevor. I'm glad you like the music. It's wonderful to read. The Holy Spirit resides in you, and I'm very happy to take requests if this would delight your ears or your soul. I've attached PDF copies of some 15th century pieces to this email. Please choose whatever you would like to hear, and I'll come play for you after you're back from your ride. Also, if you play an instrument yourself, come on up, especially if you happen to play the lute. And if you prefer to raise your voice in song, I'm two male voices short for my English madrigal class on Thursdays, if you and Barry would like to join. Robbie, are you a bass man? God bless. Dana. Music score emoji, keyboard emoji, English flag, musical notes, smiley face. Smiley face.
Hi, Dana. I'm sorry. I'm not a bass man, and I don't know what that is. This is a heads up that someone else will be coming to view the flat on Tuesday, so if you could leave it tidy and presentable, that would be appreciated. The lady from Westward Ho turned out to be quite picky, I would say to the point of delusional. Cheers. Robbie, XOX.
All. As you know, I have been an insomniac for some time due to a previous incident in Morrison's supermarket. No doubt you will appreciate the impact this has had on my day-to-day life, and I extend a heartfelt mea culpa if my mood has been somewhat less than neighbourly on occasion. But at last, I have some good news. Following lengthy discussions with my specialist, I have been put on an experimental insomnia drug trial being run at the King College Hospital by... I've been informed that some of the initial side effects may include drooping eyelids, sudden fatigue, snorting noises, and narcolepsy. Do not be alarmed if you see me slumped over in the perennials in the garden. I can assure you that a gentle shake will right me again. My doctor has informed me that these side effects will not last more than a number of weeks. Best wishes. P.S. Robbie, I assume you would like me to put another vase of freshly cut flowers in the hallway ahead of the next viewing. I'll take care of that unless I hear the contrary.
Jill, what the hell were you doing passed out at the bottom of the stairs when you knew I was bringing someone in to view the flat? Were you drunk? Were you whacked out on one of Rolene's cannabis flapjacks? The poor woman had the fright of her life when she opened the door up to discover you slumped over the bottom step of the stairs, legs akimbo and covered in fresh flowers. If you can't be counted on to remain upright and dignified when we have people viewing the property, perhaps you should remain inside of your flat at all times. Thanks. Robbie, XOX.
Rolene, regarding the bonfire... The weather forecast for next week looks to be pretty austere, with a risk of hail and sub-zero temperatures. Are you sure you wouldn't rather we staged an indoor gathering? I'm happy to host a soiree in the drawing room here at number one, rather than us all risking hypothermia just for Trevor's sake. I'd also hate to be found asleep in the wheelbarrow, legs akimbo, and have Robbie mistake me for the guy. What do other people think? Best wishes, Jill.
Hello, my friends. Are you well? I am so well. Jill, the al fresco celebration will be going ahead as planned. Outdoor sparklers and other supplies have already been bought with the money from the Common Fund and are not refundable. Among the things I've bought are a number of imported South African sparklers, which I located at a not inconvenienced effort. The total cost to the house reserves was £16.71, leaving our Common Fund total at £41.36. Meanwhile, Dana has kindly offered to purchase some fairy lights to wrap around the tree to spice things up. As the Common Fund remains depleted, let's just use some of the wood and branches that are scattered about the garden. This will also then leave the garden nice and tidy for Robbie's next viewing. And I'm all about sustainability and recycling anyway. Remember, to appreciate the beauty of the snowflake, it is necessary to stand out in the cold. Very appropriate in this instance, as per usual. Warm salutations and lots of love, Rolene.
Hi everyone. I won't be at Trevor's surprise fire tomorrow night, as I'll be in London for the evening. I hope it's fun, but please make sure the garden is as tidy as possible by the morning, as our next viewer is a keen gardener. Her sister works as a florist in the village. Jill, in case you've come across her in your dealings with plants, etc., her name is Margaret Tibble. Please, can we all try and not cock this one up? I got a bollocking in work for the mess we made of the last viewing, and I don't want to be putting my reputation on the line here. Cheers, Robbie, XOX. P.S. Trevor, happy birthday. Sorry to miss your bash, but I'm sure it will be a blast.
Hey neighbours! I am so stoked at my first English bonfire night. I read all about Guy Fawkes on Wikipedia, so this is basically like 4th of July, right? I feel like some aspects of bonfire night and early 17th century history are exactly the kind of thing that in America would require us all to have a national conversation. So I'm glad to see this part of your history hasn't been hashtag canceled yet. I tried the string lights. I guess you folks call them fairy lights, which is an adorable name, and they didn't seem to work the first time. But I used an adapter I have from home, and they light up really nicely. So I'll plug them in a common area socket and run them out to the backyard. Can't wait. God bless, Dana. Fire emoji, fireworks emoji, witch emoji, pumpkin emoji, smiley face, smiley face.
Folks, I'd like to extend my gratitude to Robbie for adding me back into this email chain. Rolene, I'll admit that I'm touched by the ambition and the complexity of this clandestine operation to organise a birthday for me. But I don't have my birthday on Guy Fawkes Night. I share my birthday with Guy Fawkes on the 13th of April. You'd have probably grasped that if you hadn't been so stoned when we last spoke. That said, I'm happy to go along with it rather than toss out all your hard work. Looking forward to a sparkler or two with a glass of something. Cheers, Trevor. P.S. Barry, are you honestly still making that radish wine? Did you remember to sterilise the bottles before you began fermenting the latest batch? I would hope that you'd test it on yourself at least 18 hours before asking anyone else to risk their lives on it.
All. CC Daphne Fairclough. Words cannot begin to express the absolute shambles that was last night's bonfire in the garden. Rolene, you should be ashamed of yourself for the debacle you've presided over. I've copied in our solicitor so as to put what has happened on the record in case of legal action. Among the various incidents were the inferno that engulfed what remains of our beloved tree, the electricity blackout caused by Dana's high wattage fairy lights being plugged into an American shaving adapter, the sight of Barry rolling around in wet leaves and cat feces to extinguish the flames on his wax jacket after one of those dodgy South African sparklers exploded in his hand, the foul, burnt-tasting toffee apple that ripped out the gold filling in my left back molar tooth. All in all, the evening was a disgrace. If this is the kind of carry-on we're to expect from your tenure as chair of the Residents' Association, then I don't think that my heart can take another 11 months. I was also mortified by the size of the crowd that gathered across the street when the fire engine appeared, and by some of the comments I overheard exchanged among our neighbours. How do you propose to make an amends? I am sure even you understand that the 40-odd pounds in our shared account cannot recompense for what has occurred. Jill. P.S. Trevor, however much you tried to hide it, the smirk on your face during the unfolding catastrophe was as bold as brass. As my mother used to say, there but by the grace of God go you. I had half a mind to throw you on the fire myself.
Everyone, what the actual hell went on here last night? I came home from London in the early hours of the morning, and when I looked out my window, I thought I'd accidentally got on a plane to Afghanistan. The tree looks like it's been incinerated. There are huge tire tracks on the lawn from what I presume was a fire engine, and the common area stinks of burnt plastic. To top it all off, I slipped on something on the stairs when arriving back, and my new white jeans are now stained with a foul-smelling pink liquid that I doubt will ever wash out. Who will be paying to repair this? It certainly won't be me. Robbie. P.S. No, Rolene. I am not on a come-down. I am perfectly capable of getting through a long night on the town without the aid of illegal substances. P.P.S. Fortunately, I didn't have to cancel this morning's viewing, as Mrs. Tibble did so herself, after I mentioned Jill's name. I will not comment on what she told me. All I'll say is I was shocked, but not surprised.
Barry Fenlon was played by Lewis Moore. Jill Fenlon was played by Sophie Handy. Robbie Gold was played by Rory Matheson. Dana Gustafson was played by Maggie Marie Casto. Trevor McNamara was played by Sebastian Romaniuk. Rolene Van Aus was played by Lorianne Clements. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, search for Dear Bastard Podcast, or follow the Linktree links in the episode bio. And please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts.